choice is up to you, my friend. That's a long but you might awake to a brand new life.
One, two, three, four. Let's go. Pelvic thrust.
Oh.
You think she's cute?
Well, only in that perky, incredibly healthy, 18-year-old kind of way.
Come on, people, feel the burn.
If I keep working out, I'm going to look like that, too.
Oh. Hey, I feel the burn.
Good.
Hey. Look who I picked up at the mall.
I hope it's not a man.
No, it's just me, Mr. Maselli.
Oh. Hi, Mason.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bauer.
No, Mason, no need to bow.
You're looking great, Mrs. Bauer.
Oh, thank you, Mason. Do I look 18?
You're looking great, Mrs. Bauer.
So, Mason, tell me, what did my favorite boy genius do over the semester break?
Wait till you hear. Tell him, Mason, tell him.
Well, I had 3 migraine headaches. Oh, and then last Thursday, I ate a pineapple, had an allergic reaction, and blew up like a balloon.
Oh. Gee, I hate when that happens.
Not that. He got a part-time job in the history department as a teaching assistant.
Way to go, Mace!
Can you imagine me, a college professor? I just hope I can handle it.
Oh, sure you can handle it. What are you kidding me? You're young, you're bright. You're young. You sure he can handle this?
Of course he can handle it. You know, Mozart started composing by age 5, and Charlotte Bronte had written 22 novels by age 13.
Boy, I'm really behind.
Wait till you hear who's in his class. He's an older student. His goal this semester is to be on the dean's list. He's attractive. He's handsome.
Hold it. Are you teaching my history of Western civilization class?
Yeah. Oh.
The handsome part gave it away.
I thought it was the older part.
Mason, this is great, Mason. I'm so happy. You at the blackboard, me at the desk. Oh, nothing could please me more.
Really?
No, but it never hurts to suck up to the teach.
Hi. Excuse me, ma'am. Is this the discussion group for Western Civ 105?
Yes.
I'm a little nervous. This is my first day.
Who cares?
Hello there, Professor. How are you today? Gee, I hope you're loaded with answers, because I'm loaded with questions.
You're Mr. Peters?
That's my prof.
But you're so... oh, boyishly handsome. I read that article you wrote on the Corinthians. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I am a great admirer.
Who cares?
This is it, Tony. A teacher is born.
Hello, Mr. Chips.
Good afternoon, class. My name is Mason Peters.
Right, no homework.
Little buddy, wake up, little buddy, wake up.
Rosebud.
Class dismissed.
Mother, come on, do this exercise tape with me. Come on, you'll have more energy, you'll be more creative, and you'll be able to work a whole lot harder.
Get that thing away from me.
Hey, no.
Okay, I'm allowed. I'm working out.
No. These are for Mason.
You brought your teacher home?
Well, actually, I carried him home. He fainted in front of the class.
Mother!
What's the matter?
Hi. You told him.
Oh, Mason, I'm sorry. I know we shouldn't laugh.
Goodbye, Mona.
Hey,
Mason, don't be embarrassed. Fainting is just your body's way of saying it's time to lie down.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not equipped to handle the intense, nerve-wracking pressures of this job.
Come on, Mason, lighten up. Now, you're teaching a history class, not leading an expedition down a Snake River.
Oh, don't say snake, Mr. Maselli. They give me the creeps. They're so long and slithery. I don't know. It's probably Freudian.
Hey, Siggy. Come on, man. Lighten up with the neurosis stuff. We just got to get you over your stage fright thing.
Oh, it's easy for you to say, Tony. You have a commanding, charming presence.
Well, that's true. but listen, you two can have a charming, commanding presence. Listen. Try this. You're up at the podium, right? And you look out into a sea of strange faces. What you do is you look for one face, that one accessible, open face that says, teach me, talk to me, call on me.
You think?
Is this an open face?
Very. I guess I can give it a try.
All right, now you see? And there's a lot of other tricks you can do too. Angela, you must have a tip or two.
Well, actually, only one. It helps to visualize the audience naked.
Naked?
Yeah, that's what I do every time I have to give a speech. See, it's hard to be intimidated by people when they're in their birthday suits.
Totally naked.
Actually, I can see the psychological validity of that technique.
The men, too.
Yeah. I can give it a shot. Thanks, guys. You've given me the courage to go on. See you in class tomorrow, friend.
Bye, Mason.
Bye, Mason. Angela. You know, last month when you gave that speech at the ad club and I was sitting in the front row? Did you happen to use your visualization trick?
Let's just say I could have talked all night.
Come on, who wants in on this? Come on, let's build up the kitty. Come on. Hey, Tony, you want in on the fainting pool?
The fainting pool?
Yeah, we're betting to see how long it takes before the boy wonder hits the floor.
3 minutes, I am going to win big.
Huh. Yeah, I hope you lose your shirt.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, class. Now, can anyone tell me what country is often considered the bedrock of Western civilization?
Bedrock? Yeah, that's where the Flintstones lived.
Yabba dabba doo.
Mason, visualize.
Thank you. Oh, all right.
Mr. Peters?
Yes?
I'd like to answer that.
Could you stand, please?
Would the answer be England? Mr. Peters?
Mason.
Huh?
Put our clothes back on.
The answer is Greece. Now, in what century did the first Greek city-states emerge? Tony.
700 AD.
And what was the form of government of these city-states? Tony.
They were republics.
Excellent. Now, what was the name of a military city-state? Tony.
Sparta.
Superb. I love the way this class gets involved.
May I address this one, Mr. Peters?
Go right ahead, Cynthia.
Well, I believe that we are not only indebted to the Greeks for their contributions in philosophy, but to a greater extent in art and architecture.
That's very true, Cynthia. But as Mr. Maselli so incisively pointed out last week, we cannot overlook the contributions the Greeks made in terms of the physical sciences. In fact, what Greek philosopher first postulated the theory of the atom? You want to feel this one, Tony?
not particularly.
Ah, come on, give it a shot.
Well, that's a tough one. Socrates?
Excellent!
I'm right?
Not even close. It was Democritus. But the fact that you were willing to take a risk and answer a question about something that happened so long ago is a testament to your courage, dedication, and just plain stick-to-itiveness. This is a student.
This is a crook.
Now remember, class, your essays are due on Thursday and they'll count for 30% of your grade. Have a nice day.
Hi, you got a minute?
Sure, what's up?
Don't play Mr. Innocent with me.
Pardon?
I know what you two are up to. I see the favoritism, I see the cronyism, and I think it stinks.
All right.
And if it doesn't stop, I'm going to the dean.
Okay, Cynthia, lighten up, huh? Lighten up. Hold that thought. Mason, could you come here, please?
Oh, sure, Tony. What's up?
Now, go ahead, Cynthia. You tell him what you just told me.
Mr. Peters, I was just saying what a wonderful teacher you are and what an honor it is to be in your class.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me over to hear that, Tony. What a thoughtful guy.
Mason, wait a minute. We got to talk about this class.
Oh, it's going great, isn't it?
Well,
of course it is. And it wouldn't have taken off if it weren't for you.
Yeah, but there's a problem, Mason. There's a problem. I mean, some of the kids, they're upset. They're upset because you keep giving me all the attention.
It's okay, Tony. Hang in there. You'll make friends. That Cynthia girl seems to like you.
What are you smirking at, Curly?
Huh? How was school?
In a word, Mason.
Oh, is he still applauding your every word?
No, now he's cheering. He's jumping out of his seat. He's doing the wave. The little squirt is driving me nuts.
Now what did I do?
No, not you.
Oh, Mason.
Oh, please. I don't even want to hear his name.
Mason. That guy cracks me up. I was just on the phone with him. And he told me that you are a natural scholar. You must have him wrapped around your little finger.
All right, Tony, huh? Easy A.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to school to get an easy anything. I want to be judged fairly.
That is right, Mother. Some people still believe in hard work and traditional value.
Sure. Tony and a gang of Quakers.
Look, Mona, what do you do when somebody sees you as perfect?
I make them buy me things.
Why did I hear?
I had a problem like that when Jeanne Gourdain had this major crush on me. It can happen. Oh, she drove me nuts, followed me everywhere. She was like a puppy. So one day at lunch, I made chocolate milk come out of my nose. She looked at me, screamed, and ran into a closet. And I never heard from her again.
No. I don't even think the chocolate milk out of the nose trick is going to work with this guy.
Oh, I don't know, Dad. Mason's got a pretty weak stomach.
Wait a minute. Maybe my grandson has an idea here. I mean, if you want Mason to think that you are not brilliant, write a lousy paper.
No way, Mona. I'm not writing no lousy paper. I just spent 2 weeks writing a good paper.
Oh, but Dad, a lousy paper only takes 10, 15 minutes. Trust me, I know.
You know, I usually don't approve of academic hijinks, but this may be the shock therapy that Mason needs. You know, a paper full of historical inaccuracies, misnomers, and assorted goofy stuff.
I don't do goofy. I mean, gosh, this goes against every ethical principle I hold dear.
Well, then, hand in your good paper, and for the rest of the semester, live with the curse of Mason.
10, 15 minutes?
Tops.
Okay, I'll get the pack.
Okay, I'll have your essays back next class session. Hey, and remember, guys, history is just a thing of the past. Dean Brown. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Well, Mason, how's it going?
Oh, wonderful, sir. I have a terrific bunch of students.
Mm.
But this guy is tops. Tony Maselli, my prize pupil.
Oh, he does go on.
Anyway, Mason, I just wanted to find out how you were doing, see if you needed any help, maybe look over your lesson plans.
Are you checking up on me, sir?
Well, yes.
Well, you know, if you'd really like to see the kind of work we're doing in this class, why don't you just look at these essays?
No. I mean, I'm sure the dean is so busy that he probably has a lot of other things that are more important to do, you know.
Actually, the idea of a red pencil in my hand poised to strike out at the first anachronism excites me.
Oh, it excites me too, sir.
Boy, you guys gonna be excited.
Hi, Tony.
You.
Hi, Dad.
You.
Hi, Tony.
And you.
I think we're in trouble.
No. You're not in trouble. I'm in trouble. I'm the one who handed in that phony essay. You know, the one you told me to write that was going to solve all my problems. Well, guess who's reading it?
Gore Vidal?
The dean.
That's terrible. Why did you listen to us? It's going to be all right. Don't get carried away. There is a way out of this.
Oh, goody. More advice.
Tony, all you have to do is go to the dean and ask for the paperback.
Oh, that's brilliant, Angela. That's really brilliant. Then he's going to ask me why I wrote it. I'm going to have to tell him about Mason. I get the kid in trouble.
Yeah, that was a dumb idea.
Yeah, well, what kind of idea do you have, Mona?
I think you should talk to Samantha. Mm.
Okay, all right. I say you gotta take the rap for the bad paper, Dad.
I know.
If you squeal on Mason, he's gonna get chewed out by the dean, fall into a deep depression, check into a sanitarium, and then we will never hear from him again.
I can live with that. Dean, may I call you Dean? Look, I have an intellectual challenge for you. Let's say I, as a student, did something incredibly stupid, but for a good cause. Unfortunately, a cause which I cannot explain to you. But if you knew, you'd understand. Okay? Okay. Now, you, as a dean, have the power to overlook this. Not that all deans would do that. I mean, but I have a feeling that you're a special dean. You know, you're a dean with a heart. You're a daring dean. You know, one who would turn back the clock 24 hours and pretend that I'd never handed in this essay.
Mr. Maselli, this is all very interesting, but I haven't read your essay.
Oh, never mind.
However, you have piqued my curiosity. I'll just give this a quick perusal.
Well, aren't there a lot of other things you'd rather peruse?
No. Mm-hmm. Mr. Maselli, this stinks.
I know.
Why would you write this drivel?
Dean, look, it's tough. I don't want to tell you.
Come in.
Hi, Dean Brown. I heard that my prize student was here, and I wanted some reflected glory.
Reflect on this.
Lifestyles of the old and Grecian?
Oh.
Tony, this...
stinks.
I, why would you write this...
drivel.
Yeah, why, Tony?
I can't tell you now.
Tony, this isn't like you. I mean, why would you treat this assignment like a joke?
I can't tell you right now.
Yes, you can.
Not in front of the D-E-A-N.
That's me.
Look, nothing can be said to me that can't be said in front of the dean. Now, I respected you as a student. The least you can do is give me the same respect as a teacher.
Okay, Mason, have a seat.
How could I have been so blinded by gratitude? I mean, Tony's not a genius. He's not a great scholar. He's not the most brilliant student in the world. I mean, he's not even above...
Mason, they get the point.
So what did the dean say after he got the whole story?
He accepted my resignation.
Oh, what a bummer.
Oh, that's okay. I wasn't emotionally ready to teach. I mean, any teacher who would show favoritism to a student who wasn't that smart, who wasn't a genius, who wasn't...
Mason, we already covered this.
I don't know. I guess I'll start teaching again when I've grown up a little, when I'm more mature, when I have a new perspective on life, when I'm 17.
Hey, look, Mason, before you know it, you'll be back at the podium coughing and sneezing at the chalk dust, huh? Hey, you sure you're not mad at me?
Nah, I'm happy the way things turned out.
You mean it?
Okay, not happy, but I'm alive, I have my health, and I have a friend. Although I will miss looking out into a sea of naked bodies.
Naked bodies?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'll tell you later.
No, you won't.
I think that's for me. I told my study date to meet me here.
Hi, Mace.
Hi, Sin. Bye, guys.
She's obviously using him.
Yeah, if he's lucky. Like I always say, you know, the key to fitness is discipline. Right. I mean, in your exercise and in your diet.
Yes. After all, you are what you eat, and I am a chocolate cake.